I need God work.
Honey, it ought to be good to be in. I could go home that night and thank God for the opportunity to come. Man. Be honest with you, I thought Jeff was going to preach. I'm sorry for that. I thought, boy, what I'm going to do. I tell you, I'm going to do the same thing I always do. I'm going to take King up on the God.
Amen.
Honey, I got some thing on my heart, and I'm going to potter walk to you on the fence. I ain't going to work until I get done working. I'm going to be all over the place in that park. If I preach something and you don't work in the Bible, you come to me and we'll see how we can. I don't want to preach something that you think that ain't in the Bible. And honey, I ain't got nothing pointing at tonight. I ain't got no note. I ain't setting up no big sermon to come and say how good or what I can do, because I can't do nothing. But Jeff, to talk about getting old, honey, I'm getting old every day. There's some things that I learned since I got old. Honey, I'll tell you, God, old you get, I wouldn't believe you are. Now, honey, let me tell you something. I will begin. If I have something I'm going to read, I'm probably going to open my Bible. God told me you don't need it. You say, wait, you see, you don't need a Bible. Not a God, ain't you don't. Honey, we need God.
Yeah.
Honey, you think Paul and Peter and all this have a Bible to talk me I got preaching? No. Honey, they didn't have all this stuff. Honey, they should know the truth. They preach like God put up on their heart. And that's what us and God preaching to be doing today. Preach what God put on my heart.
Amen.
Don't worry about what people think. I'm the best one to talk about that. Because, honey, I worry about it all the time. What are people going to think about? Honey, let me tell you something. I forgot something. It don't make a difference what you think about me. Honey, I stand before God. He ain't going to ask me what Brother Jeff thinks about me. He's going to ask about all the things I've done wrong. Honey, I done a bunch of them. But I want you to understand, if I have something I'm going to read tonight, it'll be over there in Ecclesiastes, the first chapter, at the time of preaching for all things.
Yeah.
Now, honey, let me tell you something. I read that. I read that all my heart tonight, that God got a purpose for all things. Let me tell you something. For the last 4 or 5 days, God has blessed me, so thank you, man, being able to come up here. I wish that the hospital, I wish that every member of him, because, honey, I think the whole lot of him talk. I'm going to put you up for a pastor for a free meeting. Then a free meeting, I'm going to keep that up.
Mm-hmm.
That now I'll put you up for a pastor. Honey, I appreciate what y'all do. I appreciate I turned the word over. Now, I heard some preacher for his talk. Honey, I appreciate I heard about some preacher for his thought. At New Missionary Order. But go back and work on your Bible somewhere. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Honey, God appreciate a whole lot of money I do. Honey, let me tell you something. Me and Buddy Jeff go back the wrong way. Honey, I rub Buddy Jeff. He talking about rubbing me. Honey, I rub him a whole lot of money he do me. Honey, let me tell you something. He means something to me. Honey, he got me in trouble one time and he don't know nothing. I don't know if I told him about this or not. I'm going to tell you this. I'll always admit. Honey, me and Buddy told me that. We're going up to the jail. And we're trying to preach to them people up by the jail. And it seemed like we weren't doing no good. Honey, we cry too, we go, and it's seemed like we weren't doing no good. And I got down on my knees one night up by the jail. I said, God, if me and Bud told me can't do no good, you send somebody else up there. Next thing you know, Bud Jeff saw him coming up the jail preaching. Not at us, he coming by himself. Honey, I got upset about that. I said, Buddy Jeff, trying to take this away from me and Buddy Tom. Now, honey, I got upset about that. Honey, I got down my knee. I said, God, why are you working the other preacher come in and try and take this away from us? And God said, I ain't to a part. I gave you so that ain't what you asked for.
mistaken. That ain't going to see the Pope. You have to see Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You have to call up on him. You have to look to him. And you have to depend upon him. Because he's the only one that's able to save you. I'm going to read, I say I'm going to go read this by hand. I'm going to read John 3:17. For God so loved the world that he gave the only begotten Son, that whosoever would have gone him shall not perish, but have everlasting
life.
I don't give an answer to that. That whosoever means everybody.
Amen.
How ain't that don't worry nobody at? How ain't that mean everybody? Now you understand that. Now I got some up verses I want to give you. Go in it. Word verbation, the Greek cipher. It said, whosoever name one fat word in the book of life will be cast into the work of fall.
Yeah.
Ain't that whosoever there? That means everybody.
Right.
That ain't been saved by the grace of God, he's going to be cast into the work of fall. Now you know that. I come this way, I say I have love for my heart tonight. And honey, I have. Honey, I thank God for every time that I heard about somebody getting saved. I thank God for all the good things that he done. And honey, everything that God ever done to be good.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't understand. You know, I like to feel sorry for myself. I like to complain. And I like to get down to that. Let me tell you something. Sometimes we need to get down to that. Then we will look to God. And he'll pick you up and put you up on the mountain.
Yeah. Amen.
Honey, I like to complain. If I have to, if God work me to complain back one thing, it'll be because I can't talk. Complain. But then, you say, that what you mean, but then. I have been telling you something. God know about me before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
He know that I wasn't going to be able to talk for you, and God got a purpose for you. If you don't worry, turn over to Ecclesiastes. It said that God has a purpose, a time for everything.
Amen.
How do you understand that? How do you understand that if I've been able to talk for you, and do the thing that the other preacher can do, I might think I'm something. Yeah. But let me tell you something. God is the one get all the glory.
Amen.
All you are saying today, so because I can't talk for you, that is not a excuse. Yeah. Right, about a month ago, I got so disheartened, something going on in different places. Not all in the house of God, but different places. And I got thinking about how come I can't talk for it. How come? And then I was sitting down in the slurp house doing the revival back in Cobra, a crew coming, sitting down being sorry for myself. And then God said, turn over and tell you about Moses. Hey, I think that me and Moses got a whole lot of things come. Hey, let me tell you, sometimes I get back over fit. Like Moses did too. I ain't most a kid, man. Do you know that?
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't but hey, God said, how'd y'all part? Let me tell you something. Most of you couldn't talk for him, but that didn't make no difference. God said, how'd y'all part? And I thank God today that he got a job for me.
Amen.
I thank God today that he got a job for everyone y'all.
Amen.
And I know we all won't feel bad from time to time, and we all say, well, and I were to say this all the time. How come bad things happen to good people? You know what I mean? How come? The Bible says ain't nothing good.
Amen.
I ain't nothing good. We ain't good. I don't make no difference what I do. There ain't nothing good about me. The only good thing about me is what Jesus done, and he cleaned my soul up.
Amen.
And slayed my soul. I ain't nothing else good about me. I can't do nothing that would be a benefit to nobody. If God don't take care of me,
man.
Now I'll tell you about hip-hop. Hey, let me tell you, I told you I rub everyone. Hey, I preach like every person that go out and preach. But Johnny, I enjoy what mess the other day. God bless me. I got to go and listen to him preach about y'all the way boy and girl. today. And I know you may say, preacher, you ought to read some Bible. You ought to do this. I tell you what you need to do. If you don't like the way I preach, you need to talk to God about it.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. If I don't like what you're doing something, I need to talk to God about it.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. I learned some things since I got old. But Jeff, can you talk about learning something? You get old, I am, honey. You know something. That's all. I don't need to be worrying about what Bud Jeff or somebody else is doing. If I think you're doing something wrong, I need to talk to God about it.
Amen.
I need to pray that God hold them up. Honey, we don't need to be putting each other down. We need to hold each other up.
Amen.
If I could see anything happen, then this will work. Honey, my prayer will be that all God people, and I'm talking about every person that ever been saved, honey, we could come together, we could work together, we could pray together, and then you know what happened? We'd see all people get saved.
Amen.
Honey, let me tell you, we didn't get this act that I only done it this way, and he only done it that way. Honey, we might be seeing off the Bible swag. I walk on my microphone. Now, that don't be good for you. Honey, I've been telling you something. You got all my footprint on your microphone. Honey, that gonna hurt you yet. Well, let me tell you something. I don't want you to understand. I didn't know what I was gonna do. But I want you to understand today
how good that God been to us.
Amen.
Now you don't say, well, God saved my soul. Honey, I thank God that he did. But you don't say, me and my family have a hard time. Honey, we all have a hard time.
Right.
You say, well, I can sit up here, I can name you 4, 5, 10 people in my family that God took home. Honey, that told me all peace and I'd go home. I get all tore up and worry about it. I pray about it. How come you had to take them home? Honey, I ain't at the cemetery one day. Got down on my knees to God. How come you had to take them home? And God said, because they belong to me. Honey, I called them home. They ain't got to put up with no more pain,
right.
No more suffering. They ain't got to worry about the pain of this warrior. Honey, who burned off them or me? They are.
Yeah,
honey, let me tell you what burned off who you are.
Yeah.
And honey, we got that same thing. If you've been saved by the grace of God, you're going to go home some of the day. Honey, let me tell you something. And I go out to the cemetery, and I did go out, so I said go to the cemetery, but I heard go out feeling sad because I couldn't talk to it, because I couldn't see them. It wasn't about them, it was about me. Honey, it don't need to be about me. Don't nothing need to be about us. Everything need to be about God. How don't you understand today? If you have, I'm going to say you've been saved, but I'm going to take that away. I want you to understand that God got a purpose for each and every person. He got a job for you. You may be the teenager, and you may say, what God want me to do? Honey, you should keep asking, and if he not on your heart, you do what God asks you to do. And God bless you. Honey, I want you to understand today that, and I want you to know that I ain't nothing. Honey, I ain't nothing but a son that been saved by the grace of God. And I know you heard that a million times. But I also want you to know that God got a job for us. And I forgot something. You know, at one time I thought, honey, I need to worry about my family. I need to take care of this. I need to buy this. I need to own this. I need to be able to do this. Honey, there ain't but one thing that we need to be able to do. Serve God.
Amen.
Honey, we need to put God first in all things. Honey, let me tell you something. I told a guy the other day, he talking about him and wife got a divorce. And he said, well, he trying to justify because he got married again. And he tried to justify that, and I said, you know, it was fault you got divorced. No, it wasn't my wife's fault. And I said, well, let me answer a question here. And then you answer this. I said, what fault? Because I got divorced. No, she done this, she done that. I said, I want to ask you one question. You answer that question, I may have to agree with you. I said, before you got married, and y'all listen to me, especially the one people that ain't married. Before you got married, did you pray and ask God, well, this is the one that you need to marry?
Amen.
And he said, no. And I said, what fault then? If you ask God, he would have told you. And you wouldn't be in the situation you are. Honey, let me tell you, the reason we have such a hard time, the reason that things go the way they go, is because we don't put God in. And honey, God need to be in everything. And I want you to understand tonight, and you say, hey, boy, you don't do about me, but I learned the hard way. Honey, it don't make no difference what I own. It don't make no difference what kind of vehicle I drive. Honey, the only thing gonna make a difference, how I've been saved by the grace of God, how I serve God, how I've been a help to someone, and honey, that's what we need to worry about. Can we be a help to somebody else? Honey, God got a job for us. And honey, let me tell you, I'm talking to the sister, same I am the brother. Honey, God got a job for you. You can be a help to somebody. And I want you to understand, I know that Hilltop, back day preacher, honey, you need to back and support for a preacher. Each and every one that here on the minister field, at hand preaching to fund price to price, I'll need support then. But I also want you to know that, honey, I'll need to do everything you can to see that the gospel go out.
Amen.
And I believe y'all doing that best you can. I know we ain't going to be perfect. But, honey, we need to do everything we can. Be sure the gospel go out. We need to do everything we can. And you say, well, it's too dangerous today. And honey, I know it's dangerous today. But if you grind down the road and you see somebody on the side of the road that needs some help, am I going to tell you to stop and help them? No, I tell you I'm going to tell you. You talk to God about it, and he may tell you, or he may come back.
Yeah.
Honey, you ask God, do you need to stop and help them? Honey, let me tell you, he say, yes, you need to come back and help them. Honey, you say, well, they may kill me. Honey, they kill me, but Jeff, they still going to send me home to be God.
Yeah.
Honey, let me tell you something. I'm ready to go home, be honest with you. Honey, let me tell you, God has been so good to me. And I hate to tell you think that you have a hard time. We all forget how good that God been to us.
Right.
Honey, had God saved us so, honey, you don't never be ever paying for that. Had God saved a family, you won't never be able to pay him for that.
That's right.
Did God put food on your table? Yeah. Honey, you got a place to sleep tonight? God gave that to you.
Right.
Honey, let me tell you, I want you to understand tonight that everything that you got, God gave it to you.
Right.
Everything that every time that something hard come up or something sad come up, God is there to comfort you. Honey, let me tell you, my God can do all things. And I want you to know that tonight. Honey, let me tell you something. I thank God tonight that he's been so good to me. Honey, I ain't boasting. And I ain't proud. I always say to people I'm proud to be old-time missionary baby. Honey, I ain't proud to be old-time missionary baby. You know how come? Bible said God that hate a proud would. Honey, let me tell you, we don't need to be poor. We need to be thankful.
Amen.
Honey, we need to thank God every day for everything that we got. And honey, I'm thankful tonight. I can stand here tonight by the testimony. I can stand here and tell you that both of my son and daughter, both have been saved by the grace of God. Honey, I can stand here and tell you by their testimony, all my grandkids been saved by the grace of God, Brother Jeff. Honey, I can sit here and tell you that I got some slip grandkids. Every one of them been saved by the grace of God according to their testimony. And that's the only thing I can go by. Now, you don't think God ain't been good to me? Honey, I can sit here and tell you, honey, if I die now, honey, I ain't got nothing to worry about except stand before God and give account for all the things that I done wrong. But, honey, I ain't worried about the thing I done wrong. And maybe I am about the thing that I didn't do. Do you know that we're going to have to give account for every time we fail? What God not on our heart to do? You know, I think about Peter a whole lot. You worry about Peter. What did he told Jesus? He said, I'll die eating. Honey, I'll be eating there forever. I'll stand beside thee. What did Jesus told Peter? So you deny me tonight. Yeah. What did Peter say? No. Honey, that way we are. Honey, we think that we're saying that God. But honey, God don't give us grace. Honey, we'll be beside Peter. We'll deny Jesus. You know how people like to talk about everything, put everybody down? You know, it ain't been too long ago, maybe a year ago. They preached that he gonna talk about what some of the other preachers are doing. And I said, let me tell you one. I said, I want to tell you one, I want you to listen to this. We have a preacher, a God called preacher that denied Jesus. And he said, do what? And I said, yeah. And he said, who was it? I said, name Peter. That's what? Peter denied Jesus. Honey, let me tell you, we better walk and we talk about everybody else. Yep. Honey, let me tell you, we don't need to be talking about eating up. We don't need to be any fainting by thing about eating up. What do my Bible teach? My Bible teach we are to grow of eating up. My Bible teach that we are to grow of our enemy. Yep. You think you ain't got no enemy? Honey, you got some. Yep. Honey, let me tell you something. The devil got a bunch of people out there that do anything to keep us from preaching. They don't want the gospel to go out. Honey, the devil don't want nobody to be saved. And you know a whole lot of people here that ain't got the opportunity that mean you got. Honey, we ought to be thankful to be able to be born in the place that we did. We ought to be thankful for the old people and the old preacher. And the people that die, and they people that die, that mean you could hear the gospel. They have been a bunch of people put to death for preaching the gospel, for loving Jesus. Not only the preacher, honey, they destroy you. Honey, they took the baby, and they hung the baby on her neck. And they told her, if she denied Jesus, they would have cut the little baby loose. But she wouldn't deny Jesus. Honey, her and the baby boy went home to be God. Honey, I thank God that he took care of them. Honey, they suffered a whole lot. But God said took care of them. You know, I didn't thought nothing about Hitler until I got older. Honey, we need to go back and read the Hitler song. Honey, how did some of the old preachers, they this old preacher, he wasn't missing their baby now, I guess I'll tell you. But honey, he rode a horse. And he ain't all over Virginia, Kentucky, up that way, preaching the gospel on a horse. Honey, he would go back on a hill, according to what the Hitler said. And he would pray for 3 or 4 hours at a time. They say he would talk to God. Honey, we need to talk to God. And you say, well, I cried to pray. Honey, it's different between praying and talking to God. Yeah. Honey, let me tell you something. And don't put me up on a pastor. But there been many a time that I cried to pray. And I get down on my knee at a revival somewhere. And maybe I have a burden for somewhere lost, born, and glory. Might not even know who the name is. But God put a burden on my heart, Buddy Jeff. And honey, I cried to pray for it. You know, you praying, you asking God for something. But honey, it been a few times God said, go outside and talk to me about it. And honey, I get outside and get talking to God about it. And next thing you know, I get telling God I'm thankful I am what he's going to do. I'm thankful that he's going to save them, because I know in my heart that he's going to save them. Thank God, you know. Let me tell you, you may think God don't work, you know, but he do. Yeah. I tell you, he work, you know. And I'll be there a bunch of time thanking God for somebody he going to save. Sometimes I don't get back in the door until I hear somebody jumping up and die. Somebody got saved. It them. And we get enough faith, and we get enough close to God enough that we can turn everything over to him, thing happen. You know, I believe over 50, but I may be wrong. But it said that we ask. What we ask, God give it to us. I believe that. And you say, what do you mean you believe that? I believe that. I believe if we are humble, I said that. And we get to the point that we ask God for something, and believe it, that he's going to do it. He's going to do it. I believe he'll do it. You know, I know I tell a whole lot of things, but honey, I ain't far enough to tell you everything about the Bible, but I can tell you some of the things that God done. Something that I saw, honey. I saw a bunch in my lifetime. Honey, I saw some things in Jamaica through my man. And I thank God for seeing me over there. Honey, I didn't want to go, but honey, I thank God he sent me. And I'll be honest with you today, if God say go, I'll be happy to go. But honey, I don't want to go on my own. I won't be sure God go with me. Honey, I don't want to do nothing on my own. And honey, I don't want you to do nothing on your own. Honey, we better watch what we do. Honey, we make mistakes all the time. But let me tell you some of the things I saw, some of the things I know about. And honey, it's all about God. God done ever built. I ain't never done nothing. Honey, I have my son. And I don't know how old we are, but month maybe 2 months old. I come home one evening. He organized that, and I said, honey, I'm going to take him in the pit up, and we're going to go up and down the road. Honey, I put him up here up. And I grew down to the old slurp house down there. And honey, me and him opened the door, and I tucked him in. And I working there on that mama banks. And honey, let me tell you something. If I ever got in touch with God, I got in touch with him. And I said, God, hang here. He brought him to you. Thank you for giving him to me. But if he ain't going to get saved, you should take him on home. Because, honey, I know for him to be saved than anything else. And, honey, I turn over to God. And God burst my soul right there. Nobody died except me and him. And, honey, God burst my soul, Brother Jeff. And God told me he'd be okay. 13 years from that time, we're down to the revival. He came up to the mowing banks, and some reason or another, big foot or something, he sat down over there. He calling up on God. And honey, I should sit down and look at it. Didn't know what to do. Didn't have no fear to do nothing. Be honest, I can't cold and different. And some of the people come up and say, you need to go and talk to your son. And I said, I don't feel it. Honey, you don't need to talk to somebody God don't tell you to. Amen. We better watch what we do. I said, I don't fear it. A few minutes, somebody said, I have an altar party. And we have an altar party. And I got down over here and up on the book board there. And I prayed. And I said, God, have I been so mean? And I've been so cold and different that my son lost. And I can't even pray for him. You know what God told me? I already gave you the answer. There ain't no reason you're praying for him. I already gave you the answer. You already prayed for him. Honey, I got up and sat down that day. Honey, one brother through me, he come up and seen me and saved. Honey, let me tell you, God already gave me the answer. I should forgot about it. Honey, I should didn't have enough faith. But let me tell you something. God tell you something, it'll be that way. Amen. And I want you to understand today. And I don't know how to put this. But if you had today and you've been saved by the grace of God, the next time you want to complain about something, you think about how good that God been to you. You think about that God saved your soul. You think about that God gave you a good mom and dad. Huh? You think about that God where you be born somewhere you could hear the gospel. You think about that. Would kid been saved? Would grandkid been saved? You think about so how good God been to you. And that time you want to complain about something, you think about all the good stuff that God done, and you think you ain't got nothing to complain about. Huh? You may have something you need to pray about, but we don't need to complain. Let me tell you something. I want you to understand. I heard something preached today, and I don't want to get off on this too much, but I believe that a man got to hear the gospel preached. I believe that. Now, preacher, said, you better not say nothing about that tonight. Honey, I believe that. I believe that. Well, Bible, Paul said they had to hear the gospel. How can't gospel be preached about a preacher? Honey, that put him up telling me that they got heard the gospel. It don't mean they got hurt for missing their baby, but they got hurt for somebody that been saved. They got hurt for somebody that God had called preached. Now, I may butt somebody, or I don't think so, because we all know as good as I do. But, honey, some people think that God don't call nobody but missing their baby. Honey, God called a bunch of people that ain't been missing their baby. Honey, let me tell you something. God have people that during the disciple time that act preaching. Oh, the disciple think that casting out the devil. And honey, God went to Jesus and said, we saw the old way casting out the devil with a name. Go and reboot them because they won't fire us. Let me tell you something. We ain't for to fire us. We for to fire God. Honey, let me tell you, that department today, ain't too many people want somebody to fire them. Honey, we better be firing God. Honey, let me tell you something. I want you to understand this. We, the old-fashioned shirt that Jesus set up on the mountain, he gave them in the create sap of Matthew, go out into every nation and preach the gospel. Teach them to assure all things and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. That talking to us. Now, some people think you don't need to go and preach over there. But let me tell you, you need to go and preach over where God give you the opportunity. Amen. Honey, let me tell you something. If somebody die and go to horror because we didn't have to go and preach the gospel to them, we are the one that going to have to stand before God and get a camp for it. He said go in all nations. Honey, I believe that cover every person. I ain't missing no part. Now, I want you to understand. It say the gospel be here. He hid it from them that lost. Who can hide the gospel from the lost people? Nobody but us that got the truth. The one that been saved by the grace of God. We the only one that can hide the gospel. And honey, I pray that we hang sometime. And you say, preacher, why are you so hard on me? I ain't. Honey, every time I point my finger that way, they forward point back at me. Honey, free. I can't cry out. But they free point back at me. Because, honey, I don't serve God the way I need to. And I didn't come up here to put you down. I come up here to hold you up. I come up here to hope that you do a whole lot better job than I do. And most of you do. Well, I say every one of you do. But I thank God tonight for the opportunity to come this way. I wish the hearts could have been full. I wish every member of Hilltop been here. Because, honey, I love Hilltop. And you say, well, you don't come a whole lot. Honey, I don't get to go nowhere a whole lot. But I'll tell you one thing. Honey, I'm thankful every time I'm able to go into the house of God. Amen. Honey, I remember all that good revival I've been up here. And honey, it wasn't because of me, it wasn't because of Brother Jeff, but because of God. Amen. Honey, let me tell you something, I want you to understand tonight. Honey, it don't make no heart difference how hard things get. It don't make no difference. If you look to God, he'll take care of it. He might not take care of it the way you want him to, but he'll take care of it. God get the all the honor and glory. And I want you to understand tonight, it is our duty to hold eating up. It is our duty to rub eating up. It is our duty to cry to see that the gospel go out. Honey, it ain't my place to do it all. I can't do it all. I can't do none of it, be honest with you. We can't none do nothing about God's heart. And honey, I hope if you don't get nothing else out of my message tonight, I want you to understand this. It would do you to see that the gospel go out. It would do you to see that if somebody needs help, that you help them. It would do you to hold Jesus up before the lost and dying order. And we need to all act the way that we preach. Honey, we don't need to do one thing tonight and go ahead and do something else tomorrow. Honey, I make enough mistakes. You're going to make mistakes. But, honey, we don't need to do this on purpose. And, honey, we don't never need to think that we bother nobody else. Honey, let me tell you something. But Jeff, talking about the people at the jail. Let me tell you something. You know how come I ain't in jail tonight? Because of the grace of God. You know that the meanest person in jail tonight, when Jesus hung on the cross, he fought him, he did me. Do you know that Paul, he said the thing that I would do, I don't do, and the thing I don't do, I do do. Ain't that where we are? Do you know that we, honey, we do the best we can. We can still going to mess up. But you know God ain't never mess up. He ain't never made a mistake. Honey, God don't never do nothing wrong. Honey, everything that God done, he done it perfect. Honey, he made man, and he made man perfect. So because man will not keep one commandment, honey, it brought sin up on everybody. Because Jesus come and hung on the cross, it fits all this sin for everybody that will believe up on him. Honey, you ain't got to be baptized. You ain't got to do nothing except believe up on Jesus to be saved. And then once you do that, you need to be baptized. You need to join the church that God tell you to join. Not the one that I think you are to join. You're going to join the one God tell you to join. You pray to God. Honey, you need to follow God in all things. And let me tell you something, it don't more different what you gain. If you gain everything in this world, honey, they put you in the grave. Every bit of that gonna be gone. It ain't gonna matter to the head being if you got a bank account. It's so much more you ain't, it can't crack. Or you ain't got a dollar. You know there are two things that happen. And people die. I don't you understand. People die. Most of them, especially a long time ago, they buried them somewhere or another. You know, Rooster. You buried the poor man in a hole beside the rich man. Both of you buried in the same hole, somewhere in the ground. Honey, let me tell you something. Honey, God don't look at how much bank account you got. He don't look at what kind of vehicle you got. He look on the heart. If you've been saved by the grace of God, he's going to say, come on. And not only that, he's going to look and see what you done for him. If you work for God, he'll bless you. You may not have everything you own. And I'll be honest with you, you better watch what you ask for. Honey, sometimes we ask for things that we own that we don't need. You know, I got some people that work with me, and I try to tell them best I can. Honey, they like to fish, Bud Jeff. They come in sometime, when they come in and say, boy, God blessed me this weekend. He did? Yeah, I ain't bought me a brand new boat. Now I can go fishing. I say, that a blessing? Oh, yeah. Yeah, God blessed me. I'll be able to buy a boat. It won't be a month or two. Do you expect something? Oh, no. I didn't expect something. I ain't fishing. I took that boat that fishing. Honey, that wasn't a blessing. No, right. That didn't came from God. Right. Honey, that came from the devil. Honey, let me tell you something. We better watch what we ask for. Yep. Honey, let me tell you, anything, it ain't got to be something big. Anything we put between us and God, honey, we have to answer for. Anything. Honey, we need to understand that. And honey, we need to love each other. I thank each several one of you for giving me the opportunity. Now you can go home and say, boy, that JC made the biggest mess you ever heard tonight. And that'd be the truth. But I tell you what to do. You go home and pray for me. That the next time that I preach, that God hurt me more, that I be able to get myself out the way. Honey, if I don't get myself out the way, honey, I can't do nothing. If you don't get with yourself out the way, you can't do nothing. If you're lost tonight and you don't get with yourself out the way, you won't never get saved. Right. Honey, I say all that. And I ask this question, I don't need to, but sometimes you can't help it. You ask that. How come it's so hard to serve God and so easy to serve the devil? You ever thought about that? I'll tell you how come. To serve God, you got to get yourself out of the way. To serve the devil, you can do anything you want to. Anything you want to. Honey, we can't serve God and do anything we want to. Honey, we got to get ourselves out of the way. And honey, I'm saying, everybody else, honey, God, the devil can take the least thing and put it in my head. And it's a get bud and bud and bud. It gets so big that I can't do nothing. And then I finally do get down on my knee and ask God to hurt me. And then God say, that don't matter to nothing. Don't worry about it. Honey, don't worry about what so-and-so say about you. Don't worry about it. I the one that call you. I the one that make you. I the one that can take care of it. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. God has been so good to me. Now, I ain't boasting, but God had been good to me. Honey, I had got to preach the preacher I wasn't thought about. Honey, I got to preach that backhanded white horse time or two. I never thought I'd get going to see the white horse. But I did. I got to go up that backhanded white horse, boy, Jeff. Got to preach the gospel. You think that good? Oh, yeah. Let me just tell you how good that is. It's good to be able to go and have service for God. But I'm an old hillbilly. I don't know much about Jeff. Honey, we ain't up there for the revival. Behind the White House. It took Buddy Dewey a long time to get permission to go up there and preach. But he finally did, gave him permission. Come out and have a revival at the. And I got to go. Me and Buddy ain't that, and Buddy Ty, we grew up there. Didn't know how we were going to get there, Buddy Jeff. Sometimes, honey, I ain't got what I need, or what I think I need. We didn't know how we were going to get there. Honey, this shirt came to me and said, we're going to donate some money to get you up in Washington, D.C. I ain't saying about getting me back home. They didn't care about getting me home. I just want to get worried of me. They said, we'll give you some money to get you up there. They donated money. We took what they donated, bought gas to go up there, stopped and got a bat to eat for breakfast. And we got to Washington, D.C., we had $2 or $3. Honey, I gave us that enough to get us there. You don't think God went into that? But we got there, and we got driving around. Cause I ain't never been to Washington, D.C. before. And I saw the old homer man, Buddy Jeff. You could tell he didn't have nothing. Honey, he old well on a bench. Crows all dirty and roulette. Had a little bag, my fat garbage bag. Honey, you could tell that he didn't have nothing. And God said, you need to preach to him. And I said, God, how can I preach to him? God said, you need a preacher. Honey, we went back to the hotel. Honey, God got all over me. That night we went to the revival. And I got out of the car in Washington, D.C. Ain't never been there before with my wife. And I said, Buddy Ann, Buddy Ty, y'all go on to the revival. I got to go someplace else. I got a fan, that old man, and preached to him. And I said, I got to go. Pray for me. Ask them to pray for me. Walter Lane, Washington, D.C., a big place. Guess who I went up on? The old man. And I never thought about it. It took them all that time to get permission to preach up there. I went up the old man sitting on a corner on a bench. I got talking to him, opened my Bible, and I got to preach to him. But Jeff, I got preaching to him, and next thing you know, there were 10, 15 Korean people that listened to me. It got a whole lot deeper, but I ain't going to go in all of that. But I got to preach to the old man. But what amazed me, I was able to fan him in Washington, D.C. one more time. I had the opportunity to preach to him, and I did. And some other people heard me. And I got thinking about it, and I got done preaching. Honey, they could put me in jail for this. But that would be okay. Honey, I ain't back to the revival. Well, we had the revival. Honey, we just sitting there, the preacher preaching, and I went over. Guess who came to the revival? The old man. He came to the revival. He didn't get close. He got close, but not close enough. He didn't came where we at, but he already down over there. He could hurt. Honey, I hope and pray that God save his soul. Honey, I don't know. I don't never know till I die. Maybe God will let me know then. I don't know 2 or 3 years ago. I talked to Bud Dury. They been back up back to Washington, D.C. Had another revival. And he said, Bud J.C., guess who came to the revival again? And I said, who? He said, the old man that you preached up. So he came back every night. And he wore you down over there and worshiped to us. Honey, I hope and pray that he got saved. But if he didn't, he did hear the gospel. Honey, let me tell you something. My God, able to do all things. Able to do all things. Honey, don't never give up on nobody. And I know I'm telling about a thing. You know, I think, well, you don't need to tell me about honey, how good my God is. My God will. Honey, my God can do things. Honey, I work a guy. Well, matter of fact, he worked for me for 19 years. I would tell him about being saved. I would tell him what God done for me. And we would talk. And he'd tell me, I'm going to heaven, but I ain't got the same thing you got. And I said, you got to be saved. You got to have the same thing I got to get heaven. Well, I believe I'm going to heaven, but I ain't got you got. I am back into revival, he will not go. I am back and go with me on Sunday, he won't go. I ain't worked one morning, he said, JC, are you going to revival with me? I said, do what? He said, I don't know, will you go to a revival with me? I said, yes, I go to a revival with you. You been to a revival? Yeah, I ain't watching that. Now, honey, he taught me something that I never thought about. He said, I ain't watching that. And he said, I ain't up to the he didn't know what you call it, mowing banks. And I said, mowing banks. He said, yeah. And I said, you done any good? And he said, yes, I done some good. I said, you got saved. No, I didn't get saved. Think about that. He done some good, but he did not get saved. Can you think about that, buddy? Yeah. Honey, it blew my mind. I said, you tell me, hey, you done some good if you didn't get saved. He said, I got all God's people praying for me. Honey, you ever thought about that? He said, I got all God's people praying for me. Honey, I ain't till revival, ain't you, son? Didn't nothing happen. I mean, he'd mow in the house and he'd go up sometime. On Saturday night, I got sick, wasn't able to go. About 6 o'clock on Saturday evening, I ain't to bed. At 9 o'clock, 15 to 9, be honest with you, he called. But JC, I got saved tonight. Boy, you talking about a good phone call. And honey, we talked and we talked. And he said, I got to get off here. And said, I got to go back in. I said, I thought it dismissed. No, I ain't dismissed yet. And I said, okay, you go back in. We'll talk about this next week. Honey, he ain't back in to the revival. 10 o'clock, phone ring again. Hey, my son, I want to talk to you, little boy, but so tall. And I said, put him on. And I said, hell, and he said, buddy, JC. And I said, yeah. He said, I got saved in that. Boy, you talking about a good phone call. Honey, you talking about good. That's how good God is. That's how good God been to me. Honey, we ain't work next week. What now I say, he worked for me at that time. Now I work for him. But he worked for me at that time. We enter work, and we got two different places. And we over here, and we need to go over there. And I said, I'm going over, and you come on. He said, I'll be there as soon as I can. 8 o'clock, he didn't show up. 9 o'clock, he didn't show up. I called back the parent, or he'd been gone ever since about 7 o'clock. And my boss is jumping up and down because he ain't show up. And I got calling on see, because I fainted. And I fainted and fainted. I called Crew Bay, Tennessee Harlow, some of you know what that is. And I said, y'all saw him? Yeah, we saw him. The guy that owned the place said, yeah, so he been over here for a while or two. So he gone now, I said, but we saw him. I said, what are you doing? He sang at the front door and telling everybody that come in that he got saved. Sorry now. And I thought, boy, you can't be doing nothing. That's the best thing you can do. He said he come and told me about being saved. He said, nah, he and I shut the door. And said, every time somebody comes, he said, I got saved. Sorry now. God saved my soul. Then come find out, he entered the octo part doing the same thing. I fainted this, got a hold of him, fainting. I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm telling everybody about me getting saved, sorry now. I said, I'll tell you what I do. And you get done doing what God wants you to do, you should come on over here. Honey, about 1 o'clock he got there. Honey, let me tell you, we'd be better off if we had 10 of us, what God done for us. Honey, let me tell you, we ought to be the most thankful people in the world. Honey, God has been so good to us. You think that God ain't been good to you, you got salvation. you won't never be able to thank God for that. If you think God ain't been good to you, and all would serve and say, honey, you need to thank God for that. Honey, you ought to be thankful. We need to be thankful for everything that God give us. And honey, we need to do everything we can to work for God. Honey, let me tell you something. At night, and y'all may say, preacher, I can't believe that. At night, for my part, I can give everything I got for you. Because I don't need it. Honey, I'm going to go home and be God. Now, honey, everything you got, you don't watch. The son that we got will be a hundred to us. Keep up and serving God. Honey, we better watch what we put before God. Honey, I thank y'all for giving me the appointment. Honey, I hope and pray that you go home and thank you about that and God bless you. And I ask y'all, I need your support. And you're going to say, boy, you're going to ask us for a donation. Yeah, I'm going to ask you for a big donation. Y'all wish for this. Every time you get down your knees, pray for me. Honey, that's the best thing you can do for me. And I cry my best to pray for all. That'd be my message. God bless every one of you. Honey, we need to pray for each other. We need to come to God. We need to put God first. I thought I done. But we need to put God first. And I thank God for what I felt tonight. And Brother Jeff for preaching my message. Honey, I hope he'll finish it up. Honey, I thank God for the last 4 or 5 days that he blessed me. So thank you, but I'm going to get come up here and cry to do something for God. Every time we get the opportunity to serve God, we ought not complain about it. We ought to be thankful. Honey, we ought to be thankful that we're able to tell somebody a testimony. Well, you don't be in a sleep that you didn't have a testimony to give somebody? But Jeff, will you not be called preacher? I said something one time. I said, God called me a preacher. And I'm not going to have to preach after I find it on my calling. I said, but I heard a preacher go and say, I thank God for calling me. And I said, I'll never do that. Honey, let me tell you, I thank God that he called me. Amen. Honey, because I get to see what boy and girl get saved. Honey, I get fed God, see all the great things that God do. Honey, I have met people all over this world. Let me tell you something. Hey, people all over the place, they're hunting for something. Honey, I talked to a man over in Alpha from time to time. Honey, he'd give anything. It's his family. Had the opportunity to hear the gospel the way that we do. He'd give anything because he said he'd been saved. And he got a testimony, I believe it. But, honey, I ain't got the opportunity we have. Honey, let me tell you, you need to pray for them people over there. Honey, we need to pray for eating up. And I know I keep saying that. But, honey, let me tell you, I'm thankful today that God been so good to me. Honey, I have saw things. I saw God do things you won't believe. Honey, I saw people at the jail. We saw a bunch of people get saved at the jail. I remember one night up there, and we had Deacon come up there. I ain't going to call no name. I don't remember Jeff for that or not. But this Deacon came up there, and he visited. He didn't belong to none of us, sir. But he a missionary baby. I don't know if you remember this, but he came up there one night. And, honey, he enjoyed this. It surprised me that he showed up. But he enjoyed the service. He told what he did. We got on the outside, and he said, Brother J.C., so I enjoyed that. He said, but I can't come back no more. And I said, you can't come back? No, some of them people had done some bad things. And I thought, honey, that the who that need to hear the gospel. But he thought he a whole lot better than them people are. Let me tell you, I ain't no better than nobody else. Honey, let me tell you something. The man that working down a ditch somewhere, honey, God loved him the same he did us. Honey, we ought to be thankful that we've been blessed. And, honey, we all been blessed. That'd be my message. I heard, Jeff.